Welcome to episode 6 of the Playbook Podcast with your host Kyle Stout and other host
Garrett Burkle.
So we had some Thursday night football action last night. We had Dolphins going on the road. They lost to the Bengals 27-15, but overall, the Dolphins, that's not a bad loss whatsoever. We saw that terrible injury that happened with Tua.
Prayers up to him, by the way.
Tua, that whole situation, I think the NFL or the Dolphins are already under investigation from last week. He shouldn't have been playing.
No.
The NFL has just continued to not show any care for their players. I mean, why are you throwing out? I get Tua probably wanted to play. Like, I get that every player wants to play. But if you're the Dolphins medical team, you have to tell them, no, you cannot play. Like, you cannot risk your entire life for one regular season football game.
Yeah,
especially
sure.
When the team's already 3-0. Like, it's just idiotic, the whole situation, why he even was on the field to begin with. But, yeah, prayers up to him. Hopefully he recovers well.
Yeah, because he was balling out this season, too.
Yeah, he was.
He was one of the guys I looked at least early on, and I was like, you know what? He could be a legitimate MVP contender come year's end.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it did not work out. I'd imagine he's out for the season.
I don't know.
It was hard to watch
because his fingers just like they went like.
I think he had a seizure. I think he had a seizure.
I think they were talking about it. It was just like that's a response to bad head trauma, so you just got to hope. It's nothing horrible.
Well, I have a kind
of... He did get released from the hospital, though.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. But I have a tweet that was tweeted out just a few hours before the game. It was from Chris Nowinkowski, PhD, sorry. And it was... So he's a doctor. I don't know where he's located, but he tweeted out this before the game. If Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it. Even they must know this isn't right.
Yeah, it's just... I just don't get how he played. Especially with like how CTE is nowadays and how many players probably have it right now playing, even high school players. Mm-hmm. Like the statistics back that up. Obviously, there's no way of seeing CTE now. That can just be detrimental to someone's life. Like, it's not worth winning a football game when you have to go home and be Tua is a husband now. He might be a father soon. So, like... It's not worth it to play a football game with, like, he probably had a concussion.
Yeah.
I mean, or at least some level of it from the game
I think previously. It's worse than a concussion, which I haven't read the news recently, at least, but when I saw that, I wasn't watching the game because I really don't know how to get into Amazon Prime. That's here nor there. But I was watching on my phone, or at least the replays on the phone, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is brutal. And everyone was tweeting out about it. So prayers up to Tua. Hopefully he's all right. Hopefully he can, you know, be back in a few weeks, which I really don't see that. But
I don't know. It could
happen.
Yeah.
With nowadays, with how quick they heal from injury, he could be back in a couple weeks, but I would not count on it. But you have a pretty good backup in Teddy Bridgewater anyway.
Teddy B, yeah. Let's talk about Teddy B a little bit. Obviously, he came in, he just looked great. He went 14 for 23, 193 yards, one touchdown, one pick. And the pick was not his fault. It really looked like the receiver ran the wrong route. He threw outside, the receiver cut inside. So it looked like just miscommunication there. And honestly, if that pick isn't thrown, if that miscommunication doesn't happen, the Dolphins might have won that game, in all honesty.
Bengals look pretty good, though.
I was real impressed for the Bengals, though, because Joe Burrow was only sacked one time. He went 20 for 31, 287 yards, and two touchdowns. And just overall, if the Bengals' offensive line plays well, the Bengals are a good football team and can win games. So you'll love to see that there. Tyreek Hill from Miami on the receiving side of things had 10 receptions, 160 yards. No, not like an amazing for anyone else other than Tyreek. Just Tyreek, you know, carrying the load once again.
Oh, yeah.
Waddle did okay. And then on the Cincinnati receiving side, T. Higgins, 7 receptions, 124 yards, 1 touchdown. So for T. Higgins fantasy owners out there, you're probably real happy with that. Jamar Chase, 4 receptions, 81 yards, no touchdowns there.
See, I saw someone point out the other day on Twitter that Burrow always is in the first couple weeks he was forcing it to Chase more than anyone else
field. They have 3 really solid receivers,
right,
even Tyler Boyd.
Right, so when he starts spreading out the ball around the field, I do believe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I know he's kind of overrated because of last year's Super Bowl run, but I do believe that the Bengals will keep this up the rest of the season and make the playoffs. I think the first couple weeks, again, Burrow didn't look good. He was forcing it to Jamar. He wasn't spreading the ball around the field, but when you spread the ball around the field, completely completely different team, completely different quarterback and whatnot.
So, yeah, do you think that the Bengals can win the AFC North? I don't think the way Lamar is playing, I don't think so.
I do because, you know, I don't know when they play each other head-to-head, the Bengals and the Ravens, but when they do play each other head-to-head, we don't know what Lamar is going to show up. So that should be definitely interesting to see, but I do believe that the Bengals can win their division and can make the playoffs as a top seed.
Yeah, but I think
there's a lot of football left to play.
Yeah, there's so much football, so it's hard to predict there. But I think the Ravens win the division. If Lamar keeps it up, Lamar is playing better than he played in his first MVP season. And right now, he's got to be the leader for the MVP votes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, by far. I mean, I don't know if it's accurate now because of games, but I think it was, like, before last week or maybe even after last week. So, the Lions have 12 combined touchdowns this season. That's the second most in the league. Lamar Jackson himself has 12 overall touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, he's tied the second team leader, has more touchdowns than any other team. So, we can jump into some other games next week and do some predictions. We have Vikings going on the road at the Saints. That's a 9:30 a.m. kickoff game. I assume that's in, like, London or somewhere. I'm not really sure where it is, but it's definitely one of the international games. I'm going to pick, if it was on the road, I'd pick Saints, or if the Saints, like, had home field advantage, but I'm going to pick the Vikings, go 3-1, improve their record there.
I have not been, well, at least their primetime game that I watched, Cousins, I was not too impressed with the Vikings overall.
I'm still impressed with them. I don't judge them.
I know you like Jefferson, but like in that game, that at least the one
he
game I've watched,
up, yeah.
he did get locked up, and he was just lazy with routes too, and he kind of made his quarterback not look very good.
Yeah, that I didn't like what I saw of Justin Jefferson the past couple weeks in general.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the Saints just because of Drew Brees, and he was there a while, so I'll take Brees.
Just because you like
him?
Yeah,
I do like Drew Brees.
Jameis is just not playing well for them, though. That's the problem. Like, the Saints, going into the season, I saw the Saints, honestly, as, like, a sleeper contender because their wide receiver core is really good. You have Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara at running back, and then Jameis, before the season, I mean, he's pretty good. He's a solid quarterback. They have a really solid defense. They added Tyrann Mathieu, but it just doesn't make sense to me why the Saints are bad. The only logical reason is because of how bad Jameis is playing right now.
He'll pick it up.
I think he'll pick it up, but like, I'm just going to pick the Vikings for now because the Saints have not impressed me yet. Their only win is a one-point win against the Falcons. And we have the Browns going on the road to the Falcons. I'm going to pick maybe a little upset here. I'm going to pick the Falcons to improve to 2-2. They're at home. I think they'll get the win over Jacoby Brissett and the Cleveland Browns there.
I'll take the Browns.
Yeah, that's a safer pick. I just think the Falcons looked really good last week. I honestly think the Falcons have looked overall pretty good this season. A lot better than people have expected. Yeah, they choked a game against the Saints, but they almost came back against the Rams, and then last week they got a dub against Seattle. So Falcons have looked a lot better than they were projected to be. Next game up, we have the Commanders going on the road to the Dallas Cowboys. This is a tough one for me to pick. I don't really know. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to let you pick it first.
I'm going to take the Cowboys because they're at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, I just don't. Cooper Rush has played well, don't get me wrong, but it's also kind of like, he's still a backup quarterback, so, like, you don't know when he's going to play bad. It's kind of hard to predict.
But they're playing one of the, I don't want to say lower, well, yeah, one of the lower teams in the NFL.
I just could definitely see the Commanders bounce back here. I might be picking too many ups. I don't know. I'll take the Cowboys at home.
Yeah.
I think that's a solid pick. They'll win at home. Seahawks travel to Detroit to take on the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions in this one by a couple touchdowns. The Seahawks just don't look good in general.
I'm going to take the Lions as
well.
The
Lions have
honestly
looked pretty good.
Yeah, they have.
I think the Lions could be a wild card team, in all honesty.
The AFC's tough, so.
The NFC, yeah. That is, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the AFC's just so deep, I don't know. Or sorry.
NFC?
The NFC is pretty deep, so I could see the Lions making the playoff.
That's kind of an outlandish pick there. Yeah. That's just kind of some throw out of the blue. Then we have the Titans going on the road to Indianapolis, taking on the Colts. I think the Colts take this. I think it's tough because the Colts are inconsistent. If the Colts kind of keep the momentum going from last week, I can see the Colts winning this by a couple of touchdowns. But it's a division game against the Titans, who, yeah, they may not be as good this season, but they've been pretty good the last few years. So I think it's a close game there, but I'm going to take the Colts.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts as well. I think Lucas Oil will be bumping, and I have the Indianapolis Colts getting a W.
I think the Colts take, they also have the Thursday night football game this week, too. Mm-hmm. So they have a couple games this week. They're at Broncos. I'm going to take them in both of those games, honestly. I think they ride the momentum off that Chiefs victory. We have the battle of the worst 2-1 teams in the league. Bears going on the road to take on the Giants. I don't even know. In all honesty, I don't know who's going to win this game.
I'll take the Giants
just because they've looked better than the Bears have. But overall, both teams won't really do much. They just got good starts because of bad schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars going on the road to the Eagles. This will be I think this will be the real test if the Jags are good. If the Jags keep it close, I don't expect in any reality the Jaguars to win this game. But if they keep it close, I'll be like, yeah, maybe they are a pretty decent football team.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles as well.
But I'll definitely take the Eagles. And I think if the Eagles blow them out, then that's a reality check for the Jaguars there. Then we have Jets going on the road to take on the Steelers. Zach Wilson's first game back. Upset pick. I'm going to take the Jets. I mean, the Steelers just don't look good to me. I know the Jets really don't either. I'm just doing it because it's Zach Wilson's game back.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers.
Zach Wilson still does have that dog inside of him. So, oh, yeah. We have one of the games of the week here, maybe the game of the week. Bills going on the road to the Ravens. That's a tough one to pick. Both teams look like Super Bowl contenders so far. I'd like to say the Bills bounce back in this one because of last week's loss, and they might very likely bounce back. But the way that Lamar Jackson is playing, I don't see many teams beating him.
I'm going to take the Bills still.
Yeah, it's probably that might. I mean, I could definitely see that happen.
I think the Ravens are the safer pick at home, but I do believe.
I think the Bills are honestly the safer pick. I think the Bills should be. The Bills are favored in this game by 3 points, but that would be a really good game, really fun game to watch there.
What time is it on?
It's at 1.
Why is that a 1 o'clock game?
I don't know. It should be.
I don't think people expected the Ravens to be that good this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I expect them to be pretty good, but I didn't expect Lamar to start off the season this. And then we have the Chargers going on the road to the Texans. The Chargers will win this. The Texans are by far the worst football team in the league. I mean, I don't think it's very close.
You know,
either.
If Herbert's still kind of banged up, I think this game's going to be close either way. But I'll take the Chargers. Safer pick for sure.
Yeah. I think they'll bounce back there. And this is honestly kind of an interesting one. You have the Cardinals at 1-2 taking on the Panthers 1-2. Panthers are at home in this game. The Panthers, first couple weeks, I'm like, nah, they're terrible. I mean, they're not going to do anything this season. Baker Mayfield's not playing good, but they beat the Saints last week. So it's kind of interesting there. The Cardinals only win is against the Raiders. I'm going to take the Cardinals, though, but that should actually be a pretty close game there.
Yeah, that will be a fun one.
Then we have Patriots-Packers. I'm going to take the Packers in this one. The Patriots don't look very good right now. Mac Jones is out for, I think it was like 6 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah. Who's the Patriots' backup quarterback?
I have no idea. Yeah, but the Patriots season's probably over, honestly.
You know,
they're starting off 1-2 with Mac. I get they have Belichick, but you're without Mac. Overall, the Patriots roster is not talented. It just really isn't. They do not have a lot of talent on that roster.
So Patriots backup quarterback is Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, no, their season's over. That's all I gotta say.
I'll take the Packers as well.
Yeah, the Packers are going to win this game by 3 or 4 touchdowns. You have the Broncos going on the road to the Raiders. This is a tough one to pick. Raiders are 0-3, but I think they're the best
0-3 team.
They're the only 0-3 team.
Are they the only?
Yeah.
So they're so obvious. Yeah, they're obviously the best, but I do think there's a lot of talent.
There's a lot of talent on the team.
So they're going to bounce back with a big win this week.
Yeah, I think the Raiders win and keep their season alive early because 0-4, not many teams start 0-4 and, you know, come back to make the playoffs. Then the Sunday night game, one of the best games of the season. Chiefs, Bucks, Super Bowl rematch.
Tampa Bay is going to be mad from last week, that 2-point conversion.
Yeah, honestly.
Messed up there. So I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take them by 10, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs win. I don't know, though.
It could go either way, yeah, obviously.
It could really go either way because the Chiefs lose a real close one. They are probably really mad from the way they lost to the Colts. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they let the Colts get, they were controlling the game the whole time, basically.
Yeah,
they let the Colts
sure.
go 8 minutes, score a last-minute touchdown. So
yeah, but, I mean, Brady's going to do the same thing. So that's why I'm going to
I hope
the
Buccaneers win, because, see, if the Buccaneers win, Chiefs are 2-2. If the Colts win, Colts lead the AFC South 2-1-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's early, but you'll take what you can get there. Then we have Monday Night Football. Rams going on the road to take on the 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers at home to bounce back, stay at 500. I think they are still going to be a winning football team this season.
I'm going to take the Rams. Too much talent, I think, to lose to Jimmy G. No offense to Jimmy G. He's still a pretty good quarterback, but I'm going to take the Rams in that game.
Yeah. So now let's kind of look into the local team's game a little bit closer with the Titans going on against the Colts. Obviously, we're both Colts fans, so mm-hmm. like to talk about them a little bit.
I heard Schefter tweeted out that Jonathan Taylor missed his first practice.
He was back Thursday, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. I mean, high school, college, and NFL.
Technically, he missed a couple spring practices early 2019 to go run track for the Badgers.
I think they're talking about season practices.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But, yeah, I do believe – I don't know. I never liked playing the Titans.
Yeah.
Even when they were, like – I don't want to say bad, but when they had McNair there, I mean, they always had the Colts' number. We lost to them in the playoffs, one of Peyton's first years. And, like, I just never have liked playing the Titans because they usually split.
And it's usually weird because we'll beat them on the road usually.
Exactly,
and they'll beat us at
home. Uh-huh.
But you have to – I mean, I'm not high on the Titans at all. And I'm not – I think I'll be higher on the Colts if we win this game.
Look,
but
I'm going
to need to win this game. It's a must.
I'm going to say this, and people can call me crazy, but I believe if the Colts lose this game, I don't want to say their season's necessarily over, but it's going to be a long
It's
going to
be an uphill battle the rest of the season because the Colts, obviously, they tied the Texans, worst team in the league. They lose to the Jags. We don't really know what to get from
the Jags are pretty good.
I'm not sold yet.
I'm not sold on the Colts at all.
I'm not sold on any AFC South team, to be honest with you. I don't know any team. I don't know what team's going to make. I know the Texans won't make the playoffs, but Jags, Titans, and Colts, it's a throw-up whoever wins the AFC South.
Yeah.
I mean, right now I'm picking the Colts still.
Yeah, I'll
take
the
Colts have the most
well.
Talented roster out of those three teams, but the Jags do. I mean, Trevor Lawrence looks like a top 15 quarterback right now. So.
Oh, yeah.
But what are your keys to victory if you're the Colts this week?
Run the football.
Run the ball.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, Frank Wright, overall, now you may call me crazy. Overall, he's not a horrible play caller. I think it's when it gets real bad is third downs and also fourth downs. It'll be third and short, fourth and short. You have one of the best backs in the league, and you don't run the ball. You try and run some cute little screen pass or, like, a play-action pass like we saw last week.
Yeah,
give the ball off. And even if you give it to Jonathan Taylor, like we saw last week, we gave it to JT, and he failed to convert. So that's one time. That doesn't mean you have to switch it. You just keep giving him the football.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Nine times out of ten, he's converting a fourth and inches.
Like, yeah, and if you give it to him and if you even go for it on fourth and two, hand the ball off to him, and they stop him, fair. Go play defense.
Exactly, because our defense is good.
Right, but when you have Matt Ryan in there in the pocket, and the Chiefs defense goes right through our offensive line and has like a 20-yard loss
exactly.
on the play, can't do that.
If you're going for a fourth and short, it's most likely at the 50 or on the other team's side of the field. So when you go for it and if you don't get it, that doesn't set your defense up for failure.
Right.
They still have a decent field to stop them from scoring. And even if you give them a field goal, oh well.
You're exactly right.
But if you throw the ball and risk giving it to them at like the 30-yard line, which we saw last week, that's when it's a problem. That's when it's on the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the play calling needs to be smarter, especially on third and fourth down. That's a huge key. And I would let Matt Ryan throw it a few more times. Maybe, I think he needs to get that rhythm going because I still haven't seen that rhythm from him. If he plays like he did on that last drive against Kansas City, we're in for a pretty good year all year if he plays
honestly,
like that.
Yeah.
But again, I don't like being in those close games near the fourth quarter. I want to, you know, be able to have control of the game the whole time, which is what the Colts should look at doing. Because if, you know, you can't leave a team like Tennessee in the game that long.
Exactly. So my three keys to the game are: one, Matt Ryan has to limit turnovers and he needs good blocking. If he gets good blocking, he's going to be able to throw the ball well, like we saw last week on that final drive. Overall, all around, he got good blocking. You got to limit the fumbles. A pick, sure, a pick might happen. That's unavoidable sometimes. But fumbles, that should never happen, in all honesty, as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You should strip sack, maybe. That's could be on the O-line. But, like, when he goes out left or right, he's not a mobile quarterback. He shouldn't really be leaving the pocket.
He was mobile 10 years ago, and I don't know why he still thinks he is.
I don't know why. I don't even know if he thinks he is. I don't know why we're even drawing up plays that he could run out of the pocket and have any opportunity. He should be a pocket passer. And that's when he's been fumbling, is when he's going out of the pocket. My second key to the game is you have to stop Derrick Henry. Obviously, that's really everyone's key to the game when you play the Titans, because that's really like what their whole entire team model is based on, is run the ball through Derrick Henry. And he hasn't looked amazing this season, I'm not going to lie. He has not. But if you stop him,
JT better.
Yeah, JT is a better running back there. But if you stop Derrick Henry, your chances of winning the game go significantly higher.
Oh, yeah.
Third, I already went over this a little bit, but my third key of the game is just overall play calling on both sides of the football. I liked Gus Bradley's defensive play calling last game.
I am not a huge Bradley fan, because do you see Isaiah Rodgers in practice this week?
Yes, he had two insane picks, like one.
Well, why is he not seeing the
to start.
I think there's two things going on there. One, he's in the doghouse with the coaching staff, or two, he's injured, but they don't want to say anything about it, or
they're starting like the veteran over him.
Who's starting over him?
It's Brandon Facyson.
I mean,
he's solid, but Isaiah's got so much speed.
I know. I don't understand why he's not.
And Isaiah's got so much raw talent. I get that, but like, you got to let the man play to unlock his potential.
He returns kicks, doesn't he, too?
I think he returns. I think he returns kickoffs, and then Nyheim Hines returns punts.
That's right.
Yep. I'd like to see. I love Nyheim, but Nyheim muffs fumbles so much.
Oh yeah.
So I'd really like to see Isaiah start actually doing punt returns as well. So those are your three keys to the Colts victory this week. Now we'll go over this coming weeks, and we had a game last night, but this week's big college football games. So last night we had BYU. They beat Utah State 38-26. Tonight we have Washington going on the road against UCLA there.
That should be a fun game. I just don't know how good either team is. I think Washington's pretty good. I'm not too high on them personally. But yeah, I do believe that Washington will have the win tonight at UCLA.
I think they will too. I agree with that. And then we have, somehow this is a noon game, but my Kentucky Wildcats square off against Ole Miss. Kentucky's getting back Chris Rodriguez, so I'm going to take Kentucky there.
I'm going to take Ole. It's at Ole Miss, right?
It's at
Ole
Miss.
Actually, it's an after. If it was a night game, I'd go Ole Miss, but I'll go Kentucky there.
I'm going to go Kentucky. If whichever team wins this game, their CFP chances go up so much. If Kentucky wins this game, you are like, it's actually like, if you're a Kentucky fan, yeah, you might actually make the college football playoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the first time in a long, I mean, you never made it, but like having the legitimate shot, that's the first time in a long time. We have, I'll just go just for your sake, you have Purdue taking on Minnesota. I think I said this on the show Tuesday, but I'm going to take Purdue in the upset. Yeah,
I believe so too. It's going to be, you know, it'll be a fun game. Hopefully, we've never won at Minnesota. Their newer stadium, opened probably, I think it opened 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
But we've never won there. We got a bad ref call, pass interference call a few years ago, COVID year. So I'm going to take my Purdue Boilermakers to get the upset in Minnesota.
What do you think about Purdue's season if they lose this game?
If they lose this game, I still think you should go 6-6 anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not for sure though. It really stinks that we lost that Penn State game and that Syracuse game, because I think if you win those two games, you're 4-0 right now, and you have a good chance through the rest of the season. But that's not what happens, so you just got to play as is.
And we have another really good game. We have number to Alabama going on the road to number 20 Arkansas. And there's actually a stat I saw on all CFP Instagram's account, and it said that, or it was actually tweeted out by Connor O'Gare, though. It said Bryce Young has 5 true road starts as Alabama's starter, and 4 of those games were decided by 3 points or less. So maybe if you're taking a big upset, I'd take Arkansas on this one. I'm gonna take Bama.
Yeah, I'll take Bama.
But I think
too.
It'll be close. A lot of people think it'll be a blow. I think it'll be still be a close game. Oklahoma State. Number 9, Oklahoma State, going on the road, taking on number 16, Baylor. I'll take Baylor in this one at
I'm going to take Oklahoma State. I think they're just the better football team than Baylor. Baylor's good, but I haven't been too impressed with them so far this year. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm going to take Oklahoma State.
Yeah. And then probably the last, like, really big game of the week that I'll talk about. Number 10, NC State, going on the road to number 5, Clemson. The winner of this game set up to make the college football playoff out of the ACC. If NC State wins this game, they're going to obviously overtake Clemson as it's a road game for them. I'm still going to take Clemson in this game, though. So, there, I'll take
Clemson. Yeah, I'll take Clemson as well. I've been pretty... You know, I know their defense isn't too good, but I've been pretty impressed with Clemson's offense so far this year.
Yeah.
And the one more game I want to talk about is Michigan goes on the road against Iowa. And they're a top, I think, Iowa at home. I read a stat, I believe it's Iowa at home the last 5 years is like 5-1 against top 5 teams at Iowa at Kenneth Stadium. So I'm not going to pick Iowa because if they had a somewhat decent offense and a decent quarterback, I would probably take Iowa. But just what I've seen so far from Iowa this year on the offensive side of the football is there's no way they're going to win. So I'm going to take Michigan. But I'm not too impressed with Michigan after their game at home against Maryland last week.
Yep. So those were just the big games of the college football games tomorrow. So that was just the Playbook Podcast Episode 6 with Kyle and Garrett. Hope everyone has an amazing weekend watching some football. You can catch us on TikTok at the Playbook Pod. You can look us up to listen to our podcasts on Spotify, IndyShine 90.9. But we are now signing out from Ben Davis Studio.